Part 4.
Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Look at the questions. An example is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
I'm really worried about Danny. He's doing very badly in school. What are we going to do?
I don't know, John. I just don't know. Maybe he needs a tutor.
What I don't understand is that he's a smart kid. In fact, a very smart kid. What happened?
Well, he just doesn't try. And he won't hand in homework. At least that's what I think. We should really go down to the school and have a talk with his teachers.
That's a good idea. I will call the school tomorrow. We also need to have a talk with Danny. He needs to understand that this is not okay. What chances do you have in the future if you don't do well at school?
I'll remind you that I didn't do so well in school like you, and I still ended up with a good job.
That's not true, Marie. You did fine in school. Danny isn't doing fine. He's doing badly. You always got decent grades. Maybe not perfect, but decent. Look at Danny's report card. He's failing a class. I can't believe it. Until this year, he was doing so well.
This happens with teenagers. School doesn't seem as important as other things, when, in reality, it is the most important thing.
I just don't know how we're going to convince him to do better. Maybe we need to punish him. We could take away his computer, television and video games until he brings his grades back up.
Don't you think that this will just cause him to hate us? Why don't we just take away his television and video games until after he does his homework?
Okay, but this means when he gets home from school, he does his homework first thing. And I'll check it to make sure he does it well.
That's going to be a lot of work for you.
I don't care. This is serious.
What do you think about what I said before, about getting a tutor?
He's smart, and he's capable of understanding. He's just lazy.
Maybe a tutor could motivate him, though.
I don't know. I never thought we'd be dealing with this. I always thought he'd continue to do well in school.
It isn't everything. He's doing poorly in maths, geography and history. But he's doing well in English.
Well, that's good, I guess. Maybe we can enroll him in a summer course for the classes he's doing badly in. That way he'll be ahead next year. I'm really worried about Danny. He's doing very badly in school. What are we going to do?
I don't know, John. I just don't know. Maybe he needs a tutor.
What I don't understand is that he's a smart kid. In fact, a very smart kid. What happened?
Well, he just doesn't try. And he won't hand in homework. At least that's what I think. We should really go down to the school and have a talk with his teachers.
That's a good idea. I will call the school tomorrow. We also need to have a talk with Danny. He needs to understand that this is not okay. What chances do you have in the future if you don't do well at school?
I'll remind you that I didn't do so well in school like you, and I still ended up with a good job.
That's not true, Marie. You did fine in school. Danny isn't doing fine. He's doing badly. You always got decent grades. Maybe not perfect, but decent. Look at Danny's report card. He's failing a class. I can't believe it. Until this year, he was doing so well.
This happens with teenagers. School doesn't seem as important as other things, when, in reality, it is the most important thing.
I just don't know how we're going to convince him to do better. Maybe we need to punish him. We could take away his computer, television and video games until he brings his grades back up.
Don't you think that this will just cause him to hate us? Why don't we just take away his television and video games until after he does his homework?
Okay, but this means when he gets home from school, he does his homework first thing. And I'll check it to make sure he does it well.
That's going to be a lot of work for you.
I don't care. This is serious.
What do you think about what I said before, about getting a tutor?
He's smart, and he's capable of understanding. He's just lazy.
Maybe a tutor could motivate him, though.
I don't know. I never thought we'd be dealing with this. I always thought he'd continue to do well in school.
It isn't everything. He's doing poorly in maths, geography and history. But he's doing well in English.
Well, that's good, I guess. Maybe we can enrol him in a summer course for the classes he's doing badly in. That way he'll be ahead next year.
That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.